They call it standard English.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, I seen Leon yesterday up there at that college. What's he doing? He ain't trying to get into college.
No, I don't think so. He's been practicing them sermons he gets from that Gull feller over in Tennessee, and he's up there at the college looking for sermons written by them college Bible teachers. You know, every now and then the college bookstore runs a special on sermons.
Well, has he found any sermons up there that he can use?
No, he says the ones he's getting from Gull are better. Now, all the ones he's found up to college are written in some kind of English, new kind, something. I don't know what it is.
New kind of English? Well, what is it? I didn't know we had a new kind of English.
Well, it's what they call standard English. It's new to me and new to Leon, too. But you know, he got one good idea out of one of them books up there.
Well, what was that?
Well, it told him how to find an honest man.
Well, I'm anxious to hear this now.
Well, it said, first you get a lantern. Then you go downtown to the busiest street corner at noon.
Now, wait a minute, Sam. Where did he find advice like that?
I don't know the man's name. Leon couldn't pronounce it. He said he is Greek. Jesse, where do the Greeks come from? They ain't from around here, are they?
Oh, my, no, Sam. I don't know much about them myself. But they come from somewheres in California.
Adamers, Jesse. Oh, Sam.
Hey, Leon. Say, I hear you've been downtown with a lantern in the daytime.
Did you find an honest man, Leon?
Yeah, I did. It took nearly all day, but
well, I want to meet him.
Well, he'll be by here. He's bringing policy by later.
Bringing a policy by? Well, what kind of policy?
Insurance. Accident insurance.
You bought some insurance from an honest man? Where was your regular insurance man?
Oh, he wasn't there. Now, that's where honest part comes in. He told me I was going to get run over there, and I need some insurance, and he's got a policy that covers preachers that get blowed up by lantern while getting run over by a late model Henry J. His wife's going to be my beneficiary. Sam, what's a beneficiary?
Leon, you did it again. You let that guy take advantage of you. Now, if anything happens to you, why, he's rich.
Well, that sounds like my regular insurance man, but there ain't nothing going to happen to me.
Then you don't need no insurance.
Well, that's right. I'm already covered from in a plane crash in Iowa.
Well, Leon, you ain't never been on no plane or in Iowa, have you?
Well, no, but if I get a call to do a revival in a hurry...
Well, now, Leon, you ain't likely to.
Well, I'm insurance against camel stampedes and roller skating at church social board.